Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Undetected Narcissist. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to turn the tables on self-entitlement. The subject matter is the most difficult to express from my previous channeling work. You might be wondering, well, why? A good percentage of people exist at the frequency set point of 175. This level of human consciousness can be used for good and evil. Good because it supports one's self-belief and self-worth. Yet when arrogance, indifference, and misunderstood are thrown into the mix, these people will find themselves at a crossroad in their life. So let me explain the human consciousness, thought patterns, behaviors, actions, and beliefs when someone exists at this energetic set point of 175, because I intend to support everyone in understanding how to turn the tables on self-entitlement at 175 into self-empowerment at 200. The first easy example I can give everyone would be the stereotypical trait of a self-entitled, mean-spirited person. Just watch the movie Mean Girls or any reality TV show. These types of people will stab you in the back. They enjoy being a two-faced gossip at your expense. Manipulation and guilt-tripping a person into submitting to their abuse is so much fun. This is the place where the rich and powerful live, and people like me are beneath them. The fashion industry lives here, as well as anyone famous. People have been warned that money, fame, and power can change a person because someone nice was, you know, nice to everyone, can allow that status and fame to overinflate their ego. Once the ego is inflated, if one does not dress a certain way, wear expensive shoes, jewelry, or lives this fabulous life by their standards, well, now that friend will be seen as an outcast. If you can watch the movie, The Morning Show on Apple TV, it's called The Morning Show, you will see exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone in the first season was backstabbing each other. They pretended to be friends when secretly they wanted to destroy another person's life and career. The women were flawless, and appearance is everything. When I looked at Jennifer Aniston, who was 54 years old, well, I would not want her life. It must be exhausting to appear flawless and perfect 24/7 for the camera and public eye. Yet these celebrities have an image to uphold by Hollywood and society's standards. Can these women embrace the natural aging process, or will aging be a constant uphill battle? This is why I admire celebrities that are hopefully comfortable showing the world their imperfections, wrinkles, saggy breasts, after-baby bump, and uneven skin tone. These celebrities are human, and people look up to them. They have accepted and embraced themselves instead of allowing Hollywood or society to dictate how they must appear within the public eye. And don't get me wrong, I recall when someone asked Paul Selig about beauty and aging, because vanity is a lower vibrational thought pattern. The response was perfect. The intentions behind having a tummy tuck, filler, or injection are all the same. It is fine if one does it to feel better about themselves. It feels good to feel attractive. Feeling good is a positive mental attitude. Yet if one is doing the fillers and plastic surgery for another person, ratings, approval, status, and vanity reasons, it is not a positive mental attitude. This person is stuck in people-pleasing and believes they will be rejected by society. They will lose their status in the public eye. So let's examine this even deeper. Let's say Sam has been existing in a place of depression, despair, hopelessness, and self-hatred for several months and years. Sam's ex-wife is narcissistic, and when she discarded him, Sam is devastated. Sam is tired of thinking and feeling like a failure in life. He is stuck at the human consciousness level of 50. For Sam to move up the human consciousness staircase, he must first move up into grief, okay, at 75. Grieving the failures in life, what could have been, what happened, and how his hopes and dreams got shattered. Still, Sam wants to feel better. He is tired of feeling depressed and hopeless. Sam must learn to face his fears if he wants to feel better. Fear sits at the human consciousness level of 100. Depending on the people in Sam's life, either these people will lift Sam up or drag him back down into depression. He will have to face the fear of failure again. There will be moments when he must find his voice and speak his truth. This can cause anxiety, and anxiety aligns with fear. Stress, tension, feeling overwhelmed and dissatisfied also exists within this level of human consciousness. If Sam can push through those uncomfortable feelings, thought patterns, and beliefs, Sam will soon cling to his desire to find relief. Desire is like the daydreaming state of human consciousness. He craves to one day be happy. All these various human consciousness thought patterns and emotions fluctuate, going up and down throughout one's day. Everyone, every day, bounces around from one level to the next, depending on the external situation. The key word is external. The point is to keep moving upward instead of spiraling back down into despair and depression. Then chaos will happen to test Sam, testing to see if Sam has the strength, self-belief, and courage to believe in himself. This chaos will either push Sam forward into anger at 150 or drag him back down into depression. Giving up before he even set the foundation of desiring a better life for himself. If Sam still believes, and the key word is believe, that he deserves to be happy, he will cling to his anger. He will think and feel uncomfortable, unsettled, restless, and disoriented. It is almost like a battle or fight occurring within oneself. But Sam might look down the staircase and realize he has come a long way. He is no longer depressed and grieving what was or could have been. It has become easier to face his fears and to do his best to stay positive. Then Sam will find himself aligning with pride. He is no longer struggling in his career. His employer likes his fearless attitude and how Sam is more forceful in completing challenging projects on time. Yet, Sam had to step on some toes and undermine a few coworkers to achieve his newfound status. In the past, he was a pushover and people walked all over him at work. Will Sam dig his heels into pride, arrogance, and self-righteousness, or will he move up into courage at 200, having the courage to say he is sorry for hurting other people's feelings and for treating people the way his ex-wife treated him, aligning with self-empowerment and realizing that it is better to be a team player instead of alienating and backstabbing his coworkers. The saying goes, two wrongs don't make it right. This is Sam's major crossroad point. He can stay in a place of self-belief and self-worth from a place of gratitude or indifference. And when I say indifference, I mean Sam's state of consciousness. Prideful people will think and feel they are above others because he is no longer stuck in despair, regrets, fear, and shame. This is the spot where narcissistic behaviors, attitudes, and thought patterns live. This is a level many people aspire to achieve, but it still comes from a place of force. So let's explore the energy level 175. In contrast to the other lower energy fields, many people will feel positive once they reach this level. Their self-esteem is risen, and pride looks and feels good. It puffs out its chest and struts its stuff for everyone to see. Sorry, a little humor there. Some people may admire Sam, while others are envious. Then there might be people who want to steal his achieved success, hard work, and accomplishments. Others will not appreciate the tactics Sam took to achieve his newfound success. These people might begin to plot revenge or create a scenario where Sam will be publicly humiliated. The problem is, pride goes before the fall because pride is defensive and vulnerable. Pride depends on external conditions, because the internal conditions need to be protected. One's inflated ego is now vulnerable to attack. Some people will push one's boundaries by creating chaos. Changing those secure external conditions into opportunities to knock one off their pedestal, past depression, and to the lowest energy set point of shame. Knowing this truth and sense of vulnerability, the self-righteous person will anticipate and guard against it, ready to strike back if anyone threatens their position or status. Pride remains weak because it keeps one on the edge. They fear this loss of newfound status, position, authority, and pride. We have all heard the saying, cut off your nose to spite your face. If you say that someone is cutting off their nose to spite their face, you mean they do something that they think will hurt someone without realizing or caring that it will also hurt them. People have died for the sake of pride. We have seen religious wars, political terrorism, and countries divided. The sad truth is these prideful, self-righteous, narcissistic individuals are so masterful at convincing people they are right, and anyone against them is wrong. Their thought patterns are still black and white. They know how to influence and control people stuck in the lower energy thought patterns of fear, anger, greed, despair, and blame. Empty promises are made, and people want to believe them. People admire their confidence and energy, yet they are a wolf hidden in sheep's clothing. The downside of pride is the thought patterns, behaviors, characteristics, and beliefs block growth. This includes spiritual and personal growth. When one is stuck in pride, their arrogance will keep them in denial. Denial that there is a better way of thinking, acting, and behaving. They are afraid of change, and in their mind, they are already perfect. When another solution is presented and threatens this prideful status, a prideful person will shut it down. The unresolved emotional problems or character will defend, deflect, and deny that one can agree to disagree. Everything remains black and white. There is no compromise or equality. Prideful people will fight to the death to hold onto their position of power, status, wealth, and prestige. So they will use weapons within the lower energy thought patterns. Therefore, when a prideful person expects, thinks, or feels threatened, they will strike first and strike hard, putting one in their place and kicking them down into shame, blame, and humiliation. Some will plot, undermine, and use others to go against the person they perceive as a threat. So let's stop here. We all know people who are stuck in pride. These people are not permitting others to be their authentic selves because they know what is best, not you. There is no flexibility. And they rarely know how to empower another person without cutting corners, burning bridges, or making enemies. These prideful people do not want to let things go. If they did, they would not have any sharp weapons to use against one during an argument. They are stabbing someone in the back when an honest person speaks the truth and wants to expose this dirty, self-righteous person. They would rather hang their failures and imperfections in front of your face and use them to appear superior to another person publicly. One quickly learns that these self-righteous people cannot be trusted. They are never satisfied and will do their best to enable another person to succeed unless it benefits them. For Sam to discover true happiness, he must go within himself, discover why he fell in love with his narcissistic ex-wife. This takes courage. He must allow himself to be vulnerable in a new way because self-reflection is never easy. One must admit their imperfections, flaws, and errors in judgment and take accountability for their actions or lack of action. Climbing up the step from pride to courage can be scary. Yet, what we perceive to be scary or threatening might actually be just a limiting belief or an outdated thought pattern from the past. And let's say that Sam is ready to date again. Has he taken steps to grow or change from his failed marriage? Or will he repeat the pattern again? Has he forgiven his ex-wife, or is he still stuck in blame or anger? Since the subject is about pride, one would assume Sam has not gone within himself to discover why his marriage failed. After all, it's 100% her fault. She's a narcissistic one, not Sam. Sam will not discover true happiness or love with this mindset and attitude. He might date a few nice women, but he will always be guarded. Then suppose a relationship is formed with a new love interest. In that case, the unresolved emotional internal conflict will surface, seeking resolution and forcing Sam to face the reflection in the mirror. Can Sam be honest with himself and realize he is sabotaging his future happiness? Or will he project his unresolved emotional wounds upon this new love interest? Or will Sam realize he is destroying the relationship but hopes the tension and conflict will magically go away in time? Staying in denial, afraid of change, and stopping personal growth. The only way to turn the tables on self-entitlement is to go within oneself, to accept that one day this prideful chip on one shoulder will be kicked off, either by another person or by themselves. That is why I say we must grab the tools from the upper rooms to help us in the transcendence process. We must learn to trust ourselves and eventually others. Accept that things we cannot change and have no control over. Finding forgiveness for ourselves and others stuck in the lower energy thought patterns. Understanding that everything happens for a reason, the good and the bad. Stepping out of the shadows and bringing everything into the light. This is what our Creator intended for all of His children. Now is the time. We did not have these tools and information years ago. Since it is time. What everyone is being called to do is to go within themselves. Explore your family history. Be willing to release the generational trauma trapped within our DNA by creating a family tree journal that documents the past traumatic experiences and failures to better support future generations from no longer repeating history. To move up the staircase and become one with love and our Creator. As I said before, once a person sets the intention to continually align with just being content and neutral at the foundation of 200, there is no longer a need to carry the cross. Sin does not exist or live below the human consciousness, thought patterns, behaviors, and characteristics. Everything above 200 comes from a place of optimism and self-empowerment. The thought patterns and behaviors below 200 come from a place of force, control, and pessimism. Whenever one finds oneself on the staircase, it should be taken as just information. This information can be used as a guide map to climb up the steps back to where I believe everyone wants to reside one day. Because one will not discover true happiness when there is no opportunity for growth or change. So thank you for reading or listening to this podcast on how to turn the tables on self-entitlement. In love and light, and like always, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.